Well, if you've been waiting for Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers, they're ready to go. We're ready, actually. They've been ready for a while, and we appreciate your patience and their patience. It's a busy program today. Music from southwestern Pennsylvania, curated by Mark, played by the duo we're going to talk about up on the Batten House coming up. But first, let's get started. Right away, Richard's got a banjo out. Mark's got his fiddle. And let's welcome Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers.
It's a tune called Chase the Squirrel.
Richard Withers, and I've got to turn to Richard right away. I don't think I've ever seen a banjo like that at all, and it's fretless and the five-string neat sound. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, this one was made by Goose Acres, which is a group of banjo makers. I don't think they're around anymore, but it's a fretless banjo. And I guess original banjos didn't have frets, but it allows you to play a lot more smoothly and get a nice kind of a sliding sound. And we also have this tuned fairly low. We played these tunes in key of B flat, so it gives it a nice bassy kind of sound.
Yeah, and I think they're nylon strings, right?
They're nylon strings, right.
Which really, you expect this hard percussive skillet sound to a banjo, and it's just it's got a much mellower sound. Mark, how have you been?
Oh, real good. It's good to see you again.
You too, and again, I appreciate your patience. It's just an incredibly busy day. Up on the Batten House is out and has actually gotten great reviews. People really are welcoming new documentation of old songs. Explain a little bit, folks maybe, tuning in that aren't aware of the project, how it came about, because this isn't exactly something you did, in a week or even a month.
No, Richard and I have been playing old-time music for, 30 years or so, and both our experiences started out the same. We were learning these tunes pretty much from people our own age, going to festivals, hearing versions which had already come from all over the place. You know, it wasn't a specific style. Appalachia is very big, and the styles are really varied if you care to look at the different regions, different counties. You know, there's specific fiddlers that people would focus on. Over time, we sort of became aware of that and realized we didn't know too much about our own region. Coming from Pennsylvania, we hadn't experienced the traditional side of it. Came upon an older gentleman in our early on in our time, Jim Harpst. He used to come to our jam sessions here in Pittsburgh, and he knew some of these old fiddlers from around the Dunbar region. He used to mention playing with Jim Briner and Jonas Hughes and these guys. And slowly we kind of, you know, came to realize, well, that's where this music really resides, where the style of Pennsylvania resides. And then we came upon the Sam Byard collection, which was a couple of books that were published by Penn State professor Sam Byard. He visited fiddlers starting in 1928 through 1963. He traveled around southwestern Pennsylvania, found over 100 fiddlers, collected their tunes, and published them. And that's what we've been doing recently, and that's what's turning up in the Up in the Batten House CD, or tunes from these collections.
It's exciting. I think a lot of people, partly due to the internet and partly just due to the way the pendulum has moved, are really rediscovering Alan Lomax and other archives of music and wanting to, you know, find authentic, I say roots in terms of just music that is actually rooted in the region. And are you finding, you mentioned learning from people your own age at festivals and also from elders. Are you finding younger people coming up that are eager to discover old time music and its roots?
Yeah, young people, old people. You know,
brought one with us.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I see a young person there. Who does she belong to?
That's my daughter, Ellie.
I thought that might be. I was just guessing. Hi, Ellie. It's nice that you're here.
and Elizabeth is also here in the back.
And Ellie, do you play an instrument? Oh, she plays fiddle. I see one there. Let's get to another song here. What would you like to do next?
Okay, this is a medley, and the first tune comes from that the fellow I mentioned, Jim Harpst, who would always be at our jams. He remembered this tune when he was a boy, but he didn't remember the title, so we just renamed it for him. We call this Jim Harpst tune, and then we put it in a medley with another tune we found in the Bayard collection called The Soap Fat Man.
Mark Tamsula, whose voice you just heard, and Ellie's dad, Richard. Richard Withers and Mark Tamsvola, banjo and fiddle, respectively. And you listen to a song like that, and it's like it's the soundtrack to something very natural. It looks like Ellie's going to come up and play, which I'm glad to see and hear. And she is grabbing a fiddle, and Mark is grabbing a banjo, and probably union regulations only allow one Withers to be playing at any given time because it looks like...
Well, Mark's your teacher, so we're going to...
Great. How old are you, Ellie?
I'm 11.
When did you start learning old-time fiddle?
Like 2 or 3...
It's been over a year.
Well, that's great. Do you want to say hi to anybody while you're on the radio, or people might hear this online later?
I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom and to my grandma and my nana.
That's terrific. Now, Mark, what are you and Ellie going to play?
Well, it's our favorite tune, and we always debate over what our favorite tune is. Camp Town Races.
A great song for this time of year.
A Pittsburgh song, Pennsylvania song.
Ellie, that was really kind of neat. It's really cool to think that Stephen Foster, not too far from where we are right now, played and wrote that song. And you're really good at playing the fiddle. Are you liking it?
Yeah, it's fun.
I hope so. You don't clog, do you?
No.
No, I felt like dancing there. You do? Do you do Irish step dancing? I had a feeling there might be some dance in you because, I don't know, listening to you and watching you play that, I just had a feeling you were having to contain yourself a little bit. It made me want to get up and move around a bit. Is Ellie going to play another? Or are I'm looking at Mark and Richard, and we're going to resume. So thank you, Ellie. You sounded great. And that's a great inspiration to adults that might want to learn to play the fiddle, as well as the kids who might be listening. We now have a fretted banjo, a worried banjo. It's fret. It's full of fret that Richard has brought up. This is more of a bit more traditional banjo, I would think, right?
Well, yeah, it probably represents a later kind of a banjo. The other one with the nylon strings, original strings would have been gut strings, so that would have sounded like this. So this is probably more the sound you're used to hearing with steel strings and with a fretted sound.
Yeah, I say more traditional, and I should say more conventional is really what I was thinking by that. Mark, what are you going to play?
Another medley, A Horse Called Rover and Snappin' Bug.
Here they are, Mark Tamsvola, Richard Withers.
Thank you.
Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers. I was really enjoying listening to that song, and I love the coda there at the end. You know, Mark, I always forget, when did you start with Old Time Fiddle? Were you a young boy, or?
Really started when I was in college, so the late 70s. That's where I met people who knew about this. I hadn't heard it elsewhere. It wasn't on the radio. I mean, you would hear bluegrass. In those days, Deliverance was played, you know, 10 times a day on the air. And I liked bluegrass up to a point. I remember seeing John Hartford on TV from a PBS special. And that was pretty much my own exposure to it until I got to college. And there were some people a little older than me who were into playing this and traveling to festivals. And then I got connected with that whole scene.
Yeah, it's really, we're in a different configuration today out in our larger theater space. So I'm kind of able to really watch both of you play a little bit better than I typically can. And gosh, it takes a lot of stamina and muscles to just hold that instrument. It would have to. It has to require a little bit of conditioning, really, to have your hand up and just to be in those positions for as long as the songs require you to be.
Well, now that you mentioned it, I'm going to be thinking about it and getting tired.
Sorry about that. It's not like it's a square dance or anything.
We were thinking the same thing about you holding the microphone and doing the radio show.
You have brought out a very different kind of banjo. In fact, it looks like a flute.
It is a flute. It's a marching flute. I mean, I started out as a kid wanting to play the fife and ended up playing the flute. But this is there's a rich fife tradition that's represented in the Bayard collection. And this isn't a fife, but it's close to it. It's in the key of F. It's a marching flute. And so we're going to do a couple tunes that represent that part of the repertoire.
We have about 6 minutes of radio time. I'm not sure if this will, we're going to go straight up to noon, if this will consume all of it or not. We'll see how it goes. But I want to be sure that we mention Up on the Batten House, and easy to go to Up on the Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, house.com.
Up in the Batten.
Oh, in, I'm sorry. Thank you. It's funny, it's written both ways here, but we have the link correctly, upinthebattenhouse.com. And you can learn more about the creation of the CD and also get a hold of a copy if you would like to. It's upinthebattenhouse.com. So once again, with the introduction of the flute and fiddle, here's Mark and Richard.
That's a medley. It's tunes Snowy Hill, My Last Fall, and this last one for Mother's Day, Oh Dear Mother, My Toes Are Sore.
Thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. You know, we still have 2 minutes left, and I would love to consume it if we can. Do you want to play a little bit to get us to lead us out? That's up to you. Or if there's anything else you'd like to add, too. I want to thank you for being here. It's such a pleasant sound. I can picture people on a sunny day listening and enjoying, and upinthebattenhouse.com is where to go.
Upinthebattenhouse.com, yeah. We'll finish with the tune, Who Hit Nellie with the Stovepipe?
Richard Withers, Mark Tamsula, thank you. And thanks to Ellie Withers, too.